We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go, 3 minutes after 2 o'clock, we start the final hour of the show. The Rob Brown Show is right here on ESPN Upstate. Rob and Diesel with you here on a Wednesday afternoon. Let us address once again, I know we talked about it earlier in the show, but this is a topic that is getting national play regarding Clemson, and that is the apology from the special teams coordinator of Clemson for using a racial slur towards one of his players. Now, before we even go down that road again, I want to clarify the story once more, okay? Here is, according to the players involved, here is what happened. You had a player who was speaking to another black player and used the N-word. Shortly after that, longtime special teams coordinator Danny Pearman walked over and used the N-word in return. That is according to former Clemson tight end DJ Greenlee, who told the state newspaper in Columbia, quote, "He heard me use the N-word basically tried to correct me by saying the N-word back. He wasn't saying that I was an N-word. It was using the tone in a word like, okay, I was talking to my teammate and you came over here," end quote. These are the types of topics that are going to get brought up. And they're going to get brought up for one reason and one reason alone. A lot of our society views their life through a sports angle. I was playing, I play video games, all right? Last night, I was playing Call of Duty with Kevin from down in sales, our sales guy, Shorty from B93, and one of their buddies. And as we play through a game, Shorty over on B93 was trying to explain a situation to us in the game. Shorty's not a sports dude, all right? He's not a sports guy. And even as not a sports guy, he used like two or three different sports analogies to describe a situation that we were trying to play through. I said, "Shorty, I didn't think you were a sports guy." He's like, "I'm not. I just know how those metaphors work, and I know that you would understand them." The point that I'm making there is that so many of us have sports infiltrate our everyday lives. And it's going to continue. The other aspect of these discussions is I need you to know, from this point forward, anytime that something like this happens at your school, it is going to be frontline news. When you have millions of people around the country peacefully demonstrating about racial injustice, anything that can be even perceived as racial injustice is going to be frontline news. I'm not saying it does or does not deserve to be there. I'm saying it is gonna, because it gets eyeballs, all right? That's just how the game gets played at this level. So, does Dabo Swinney have some level of responsibility to speak out in a situation like this, because according to these players, he did not. According to these players, Dabo Swinney never really addressed it. Now, we don't know, that I am aware of, that Dabo Swinney did not have a discussion with Danny Perryman or the team or the team and Danny Perryman or the whole coaching staff or everybody, okay? We don't know that any of that happened. I think that if it did, at least Greenlee would have come out and said, you know, they addressed it and here's what they did, here's what happened. But that's not necessarily what happened. Does Dabo Swinney have some sort of responsibility to speak out further? Does Dabo Swinney have some level of responsibility to take action in a case like that? I'm going to say this. I do not believe that Danny Perryman used that word out of a place of hate. I don't believe that he used that word out of malice. I don't think he used that word out of a sense of supremacy or with the intent to degrade the player in question. I think that he did not understand the weight that that word carries. And to go one step further, I think he was probably trying to utilize that word as an example to the player to get the player to recognize, yeah, we don't really want that word on the premises here. And unfortunately, he just didn't understand. This is my guess. It is a hypothesis and nothing else. But my guess is he was trying to utilize that to make Greenlee understand that that word is not acceptable in that circle. That's a guess made on the context clues of the situation from me and me alone. Danny Perryman sent out an apology via Clemson yesterday. And on top of that, Greenlee says that Perryman spent a lot of time apologizing to him for the rest of the year and that he accepted the apology. Cool. Good. That's great. But it goes one step further. The key is to make people, or to, I should say, help people understand the level to which the words that they use in their position matter. And if you are a leader of young men in a situation like that, I think it is imperative that you understand the weight that word carries and what it means and what it is and what it says. Do I think that Dabo Swinney should have gotten more involved? Yes, I do. I don't think Dabo Swinney has done anything wrong, for the record. I don't think he's necessarily used the platform in the most impactful way that he could. But I don't think that he has done wrong. He's not been silent. He has spoken out. We played that audio for you yesterday on the show. He has allowed his players, and I think this is something that a lot of coaches I don't think have done or would do. But he has given his players the ability to go out there and say what they need to say, what they feel comfortable saying. And I respect the hell out of that, because a lot of coaches I don't think would have the stones to make that call. And he clearly has the support of his players. Taj Boyd went on Golic and Wingo and was largely supportive. He said, quote, "We're in a depressing reality right now, and I was sitting down and having conversations with a few of my other teammates about the conversation that's being had, and I think a lot of what you get is fear and retribution. I think that's why some people were so reluctant to come out and say anything at first, because they understand how the power structures work, unfortunately. What he said, I believe, is sincere. Coach Swinney looks at such a deep level, or loves at such a deep level, it's hard for him to sometimes see what everything looks like. But the most important thing is he takes heed to what's being said and he listens. If you look at his surrounding cast, some of his most wise counsel are African-American men. There are coaches and people within his circle and on his staff that can help him understand the conversation being had right now. I think that's the most important thing. People are screaming and fighting for acknowledgement. Taj Boyd, one of the most beloved and respected of the Clemson Tigers, in my estimation, came out and said that Dabo may not understand. And I guess that's part of what I took away from his audio. I don't necessarily know, and he certainly did not demonstrate, that he fully understands where his players are coming from, how his players feel, and what this national discussion is about. But it does feel like he is at least trying. He is addressing it from his standpoint. And according to Taj Boyd, he's got black men surrounding him to help him try to understand. And that's all you can really ask for in that spot. So what are your thoughts? 844-GSP-ESPN. 844-477-3776. Text me, 71307, 71307. Start your text with ESPN. Let's run to a break when we come back here in just a moment from right now. We've got a couple more stories I want to touch on before we get out of here. I am getting the impression that college football will have no fans and the NFL will have minimal attendance. One thing we have not talked about yet, how will that impact Vegas betting lines? One odds maker is going on the record. We'll hear what he has to say when we come back. Rob Diesel, you, the Rob Brown Show, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And away we go. Welcome back. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. Thanks for hanging out with us. 844-GSP-ESPN. Text 71307. Start your text with ESPN so it filters to us. Tweet me at The Rob Brown Show, at Diesel on Radio, at ESPN Upstate. Follow our Facebook page at ESPN Upstate and email me, robbrown@espnupstate.com. So, Diesel, go on the record right now. Will we have, and if so, how many fans will we have in the stands for college football and for professional football this season? What do you think?
25% capacity.
For both?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're gonna have to stagger them. You know, like you've seen at some high school graduations, they're going to have to stagger fans in a way that there's, you know, there's 3 or 4 seats between you.
I think you're right.
Now, how they're going to enforce that, I have no idea.
And that's going to be the big question. Because here's the thing. If you buy tickets for Section 633 and you look down in Section 4 on the sideline, 50-yard line, 10 rows up, looks empty because of social distancing.
You're going to try to go down there.
Hell yeah. Of course you are. I agree with you, though. I'm leaning the same direction. I think we're looking at probably 25% stadium capacity. I don't think that there is a stadium in the country that puts 25% capacity in and can say that it will generate a genuine home field advantage. I have been on the sidelines for some big-time college and pro NFL games.
Yeah.
Perk of this job. I have been in some stadiums that have raucous fans. I mean, fans that will rip the roof off of the joint, right? Seattle, New Orleans, Philadelphia, When you come to college, Alabama, Clemson, South Carolina, Florida, I have been on the sideline at some of those schools and some of those NFL sides, and you can understand noise in the stands, mm-hmm. but you've never heard anything like it, Diesel, till you're on the field on 3rd and 3 in the fourth quarter with your team up 3. That's when you get it.
To be fair, Miami's been operating at 25% capacity for their home games for years.
Somebody said on Twitter yesterday, one of Miami's sitting members of their Board of Regents was like, well, if we only do 25% capacity, how do we determine who gets the tickets? And I'm like, just give them out like normal. You'll be fine. No, so the interesting question, and one that I really haven't thought about, you know, we have for years talked about the fact that, you know, home field advantages play into Vegas betting lines, right? When Seattle's playing at home, most teams, traditionally, the way it's been explained to me, as playing in your own stadium basically benefits you 3 points on the money line, right? You get 3 points for being at home, whether you're a good home team or not. And then based on how good your home field advantage is, you may get an extra 1, 2, maybe an extra 3 points. You know, a Sunday night game in Seattle or Kansas City, the Seahawks or Chiefs, they may snag themselves an extra 2 points on the betting line because their home field is out of control on a weeknight game. Well, how big of an impact is that going to have? Adam Burns is the sportsbook manager for betonline.ag. He said that he, after experiencing a home game in Seattle a couple of years ago, it changed his viewpoint on how important a home field advantage might be. He said it, quote, definitely did make an impact on the game, I would think. Now he's trying to figure out how much. He said not having home field advantages with the crowd behind you will have an impact on how he adjusts betting lines, but he does not know how yet. The conventional wisdom is that home field advantage in football is worth 3 points, although that can go up slightly for a notoriously tough environment or slightly down for a notoriously tame environment. Crowd noise can contribute to the spread, but it's obviously not the only factor. For instance, the Broncos and Rockies usually get a little extra favoritism on the money line because they've got that weird mile-high environment that you have to adjust to. Very humid places in the heat of summer. Home teams will get an extra point or two for that. So how will this impact the games themselves? Burns said, quote, I think penalties is a big one. I think there will be few of them. Anecdotally speaking, that makes sense. Loud crowds can spark a handful of false start penalties. And if you've ever been a member of a game like that, you know that when a home team, a home crowd, is able to get a false start committed by the offense because they can't hear snap counts, what do? They get even louder on the next snap, and it just makes it worse. He's saying that will likely go down dramatically. Statistically speaking, studies have suggested that home teams are more likely to benefit from close calls to the ref, possibly because of the subconscious effect of crowd noise. Other factors that he's considering include decreased scoring because players are less motivated with no one in front of them to perform for, or because the pandemic has kept them from training and they may not have as firm a grasp, on the offense as they traditionally do. According to Sports Betting Dime's lead odds maker, Sasha Paruk, quote, my instinct is that in the NFL, it's going to go up because the road offense won't have to deal with crowd noise. And there you go. There's the other side of that same coin. The offense may have less time to train, less time to get on the same page. However, they will not have to deal with an inability to communicate at the line of scrimmage. I'm saying baseball likely won't have as big of a home field advantage because home field advantage in the crowd is typically more subdued. But that game's in college football and the NFL could be dramatically different on the money line. The best part is that Peruke and Burns don't think there's enough data to measure the change as of now. He doesn't know where to go. Peruke said that he's trying to get a read on German soccer right now. Bayern Munich's 1-0 win at Dortmund last week. Timmy and I were talking about that game as it happened. He said that the road team won in an empty stadium that normally would have been boisterous could have just been a random result. Or it could have been that Bayern Munich was not intimidated and impacted by a crowd noise the way that they typically would have been in a game where ordinarily you would have seen people out there lighting flares and banging drums and chanting in unison and screaming every time they got the ball in their possession. So the point of all this is, if you are somebody who is likely to throw a few dollar bills, y'all, down on games, it may be in your interest to check out those money lines coming out very early in the season if you have a feel, if you believe you have a feel on how teams will play without crowds in front of them. If you believe genuinely that it will have little to no impact and you see money lines that are not giving the home team the full 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 points that they get for being the home team and having that advantage, it might be in your best interest to look at some of those early lines, those first couple of weeks worth of games before we start really getting the numbers crunched and brought back to us. 844-GSP-ESPN is the way to go. 844-GSP-ESPN. Text us 71307. Start your text with ESPN. Tweet me at The Rob Brown Show, at Diesel on Radio. Text line at ESPN. I believe we'll see 100% capacity this year. COVID-19 will not replicate and disappear just as H1N1 did and has. Just remember my prediction. I will remember your prediction, Texter. I will. I respectfully disagree with it. I don't think that's the case. I think it's pretty evident just by looking at numbers that COVID-19 spreads and replicates dramatically faster than H1N1 did. I think it's easier to catch. The incubation period is dramatically longer. I think H1N1, if I remember correctly from when I did the research when this started, H1N1 had an incubation period of like 2 days. Incubation period being the period of time that you have it, but you don't show symptoms, which is when you are most likely to spread it to other people. The COVID incubation period is 14 days. That means you can have it for up to 14 days and not show a symptom, if you ever show a symptom at all, before it spreads. Now, I do agree with you. The big threat is whether or not COVID-19 replicates and mutates. Dr. Fauci said either yesterday or the day before that even if a vaccine is created, it may become a vaccine that requires constant boosters. We may never have a vaccine that eradicates the disease. And if that's the case, will we have 100% capacity this year? Will we have it next year? Will we have it the year after that? I don't know was the answer. I don't know. 844-GSP-ESPN, quick break. We'll come back here in just a minute from right now. University of North Carolina athletic director has spoken out now against giving players the right to profit off of their own image, likeness, and performance. How could that potentially impact college recruiting? We'll talk about that on the flip side. Rob Diesel, you, The Rob Brown Show, ESPN Upstate. Welcome back. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It's ESPN Upstate. Let me address a text message we just got. It says at ESPN, wow! Not only do we get highly professional sports broadcasting, pause, you're welcome, that's why I'm here, unpause, but we get highly exceptional medical advice. Stick to sports. All right.
We'll stick to broadcasting. You stick to stamping metal parts or whatever it is you do for a living.
Let me address this, all right? Two things. Number one, Diesel, correct me if I'm wrong. Did I give any medical advice at all?
Nope.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I didn't give any medical advice at all.
You made a prediction on sports attendance based on the advice given by nationally renowned doctors.
Uh-huh. I didn't give any advice. I didn't say go to games or not go to games. I didn't say anything about masks or PPE. I didn't say a damn word about medical advice, all right? I'm not a doctor. But you know who are doctors? The people whose opinions I gave you, the people who wrote the research that I've read, okay? They're doctors. And I'm working off of what, you know, doctors say. You know, people who are experts, who have, quote, highly exceptional medical advice, end quote. I quoted them. Second off, there is nothing that irks me more than the stick to sports line. First and foremost, Diesel, help me out on this one. What were we talking about when the coronavirus discussion was introduced to the conversation?
Sports.
Oh, that's right. I was talking about how football will be impacted. I was talking about how attendance at football will be impacted. I was talking about how attendance impacted by the Rona will impact the game on the field. And what is that game on the field called? Freaking sports. Look, I've told you in the past. We talk about a lot of not sports on this show. But for the most part, it's all pretty good-spirited, silly stuff. The few times we've gotten serious on this show, it's sports-related. Has been, will continue to be. I didn't give a bit of medical advice, nor did I walk away from sports in that last segment. The only thing that I said was that the comparison to H1N1 is not a valid comparison simply based on what has happened with both of those viruses. Okay? Oh, here it is. It's always Big Chad. ESPN, only from beta males like you will COVID affect football. If you are that queasy, don't go to games, but leave the rest of us alone. I don't know if you know this or not, Hotshot. You alpha male, you. You silverback living amongst the rest of us snowflakes out here in public. It's not my decision, dork. Got me? Let me just check with Diesel once again, the ombudsman of the show here. Diesel, did I suggest that football should or should not have attendance? Did I go in that direction at all?
No, we made predictions and guesses based off of what we know and what we've heard.
Did I say even once, have I said at all, period, people should or should not go to games?
Nope.
Didn't think so. Didn't think so. Have I one time suggested to the NCAA or individual schools or the NFL or individual teams, have I said, hey, you guys should close off games or not? Mm-mm. Yeah, I didn't think so. And Diesel's job is to listen to this show and make sure that everything going over the air is quality. So he's kind of paying attention, right? ESPN. But it's beta male snowflakes like you whose decision is, oh, I didn't know I had that power. That's awesome. I didn't know that I had the power to make that decision. Or are you saying that doctors who spend 4 extra years in school, spend tens if not hundreds of thousands of dollars and years studying these things are beta male snowflakes because they don't agree with you and your Google search? Well, PatriotFreedomEagle.net says, yeah, I'm going to go with the director of the National Institute of Health on this one, if you don't mind, right? Sorry that you don't like what reality is. I don't get the decision. It's not up to me. And I'll tell you the truth. if they open up games, I don't know if I'm going or not yet. There's part of it. I just told you I went out Saturday. I was in public on Saturday. Oh, here it is. Doctors and medical professionals are over-the-top people anyway. Look how many of them have gotten it wrong horribly already. Yes, doctors are bad. In fact, do me a favor, listener, do me a favor. When you get sick, definitely don't go to doctors. When you get cancer, don't go to doctors. When you get the flu, don't go to doctors. When you break a bone, don't go to doctors. Because they're over-the-top people. Shut up. Are you kidding me? Yes, we all know doctors are over-the-top people. Uh-huh. Yeah, we know. You're right. I'm wrong. Got it.
Thank you, Keegan. Thank you for providing a laugh.
Do you want to read it?
It's because you shouldn't have zippers on your boots, Cupcake.
Here's a text from the same alpha male silverback who's out there saving the world from the doctors who are over the top. What do you call the last guy that finishes in medical school? The same thing that you call the first guy who finishes in medical school. You know what I call the guy who finishes last in his class in medical school besides doctor? Guy who knows more than health about you, dummy. Are you kidding me? If a guy finishes last in his class in medical school, he still knows more than you do. How? I really don't understand. When did we develop? Listen. Where is this notion that doctors are out to what? What's the goal of this?
Keep you down.
What is the goal of doctors here? Right?
They're out to destroy businesses.
Do you think? Yes. There's an organization called Doctors Against Football. It's an organization of, by the way, all the doctors I know, my doctor from back home, Dr. Holt, went to him for years and years and years and years and years. Huge LSU fan. Went to as many LSU games as he could get to. Took me when I was a kid. His son was an FSU fan. He took me for no reason other than I love football. He didn't like FSU. He took me and his son to FSU games once or twice a year every year because he loved football. Beta male snowflake doctors out there to stop the NFL, I guess. I don't know. I mean, at this point, I just have to assume that you're a real life troll, right? Like, I just have to assume that you're a real life troll. The problem with people like you, you real life troll, is that there are other people who fall in line with you and create a problem. Am I saying cancel football? I haven't said anything like it. Am I saying the Rona is going to kill us all? No, not at all. But there's opinions and there are facts. You're entitled to your opinion. You are not entitled to your own facts. And the only things that I said about the Rona in that last segment were things that are facts. We know the incubation period. We know that most people my age end up being asymptomatic and largely unaffected. We also know how it spreads. Have things been gotten wrong? Yes, but you know what the beautiful thing about science is? The beautiful thing about science is? Science corrects itself when it learns new data. It corrects itself and it moves forward. Unlike people like you who decide, I'm right, you're wrong, you're a beta male snowflake, I'm right, ha ha, go away. Stick to sports. Yeah, I was sticking to sports. Until you interjected, I was sticking to sports. I was talking about football and attendance and how it will impact the game on the field. Hell, I wasn't even talking about whether or not we should have attendance. That ain't up to me. You're right. Not my decision. But again, I'll leave it to the doctors. Okay? I'd suggest you do the same. The guy who graduated last in his class in medical school is smarter than you are, Karen. Take a seat, Karen. Twitter trending topics comes up next. I'm in such a good mood. Can't wait. Rob, Diesel, you. The Rob Brown Show, ESPN Upstate. Well, that was fun.
Here's what's happening. Let's see what Rob Brown knows about it. Topic number one is Drew Brees.
Yeah, so Drew Brees was asked on a podcast earlier today how he felt about, there's been a few athletes that have said we are going to resume kneeling during the national anthem moving forward. How do you respond to that? And Brees came out and said the same thing that was said a few years ago when Cap started kneeling, which is, I am not okay with anyone disrespecting the flag or the military. And this is a really divisive topic, right? And so I don't have any problem with it, right? It's a silent protest. It's a peaceful protest, and we have the right to protest as we choose. I also understand that the kneeling during the national anthem was never once about the military, and it's not about the flag. It is 100% to protest the systemic racism in law enforcement. It's not to say all cops are bad. I love that I have to keep, you know, rephrasing all of this. Look, if you don't like that protest, don't like the protest. That's fine. But don't, this is my only take on it. Don't assign the protest a meaning that it isn't, okay? If someone comes and says, I am protesting this particular thing, you can't look them in the face and go, no, that's not what you're protesting. You're doing something else. No, I'm telling you what I'm protesting. I'm telling you why I'm taking a knee. In fact, Kaepernick's kneel was suggested to him by a United States Marine. It was suggested to him by military members who stood by him the first time that he knelt, physically, literally. So, you know, I obviously love me some Drew Brees as a Saints fan. Love the Super Bowl ring. Appreciate it. I don't think it's fair to reassign what the protest is about that way. Now, do I think Drew Brees gets that? Yeah. I genuinely think he just takes it as a disrespect to the flag. And he has the right to feel that way. But that's why he's trending on Twitter, because a lot of people disagree. And, you know, it's just interesting when we talk about getting to a point where athletes get to speak out. You have to recognize that if you speak out, Nick Bosa, if you speak out, the reality is you also face consequences just like everybody else. You are protected by the First Amendment from government repercussions, not any other repercussions.
It's a big reason why a lot of people don't really want to speak out, because they don't want to deal with the vitriol that's going to come back at them.
Absolutely.
Topic number two, music legend Trina is trending.
I saw that Trina was trending, and I saw she was trending with a couple of other artists. I am hoping that means that they have just put out a song. apparently Trina has come out and called the looters animals, end quote. Look, say what we've said before. No, as much as I support the protest and the message being sent by them, throwing bricks through windows and robbing stores and burning them to the ground doesn't help. Okay? It just doesn't. Do I get why you're doing that? I understand, though I don't like it. I understand it. But it doesn't help, okay? You can condemn that, but still be in favor of the protest and the message that's being sent. You get to the point that you start demeaning people like that, right? Even if you genuinely feel the same way they are. Again, I'm not making a statement on right or wrong, not even a little. I'm simply telling you, keep in mind, you have the right to free speech. You do not have the right to be consequence-free because of that speech.
All right, next up, Vic Fangio.
Vic Fangio came out yesterday and said that he does not see racism and segregation existing in the NFL. He said that racism and discrimination does not exist in the NFL. That has not gone well for him, like at all. He is being toe up from the flow up from players, from coaches, from fans, from just about everybody who's saying, really, why do we have a Rooney Rule? Why is the percentage of African-American and minority coaches in the league so small? I think there's three minority head coaches, zero owners, and I think there's two general managers, right? Not a huge number. Not demographically representative of the country. Not a great look from Vic Fangio. I got to tell you, I think right now, as I said earlier, where Dabo Swinney is coming from, the way he's handling these things, both talking about the protest and the way he handled the situation with Pearson using the M-word, I think Dabo Swinney has a lot of weight on his platform. I think he has spoken out, which I respect, and I think he is allowing his players to speak out, and that I respect a lot. A lot of players would lock their guys down right now. He's letting guys like Trevor Lawrence go out there and speak their piece, and I respect the hell out of Dabo for that. Do I think he's done enough? No, I don't. I don't. The good news for Dabo, however, fortunately, is that Vic Fangio has all the guns pointed at him now because he said the dumb thing, right? Dabo at least is finding common ground with people. Maybe it's not as far as they'd like him to go, but at least he came out and said, here's where I stand. It's not okay. It's unacceptable. And I am going in this direction towards healing. I respect the hell out of that, even if I don't think he went far enough. He went somewhere, and I respect that. Vic Fangio, don't join Twitter, pal, because it will not go well for you. That's Diesel. I'm Rob. Offsides with Mark Ryan and Lonzo is up next. Stick around for that. Thanks for listening, y'all. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. It's the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. Later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.